With your latest edition of the Manchester United Bulletin, I'm Chris Rivers. Beginning with the latest transfer news, and it's understood that United are considering four alternatives to Jadon Sancho if they cannot complete a deal for the Borussia Dortmund wide man. It's understood that United haven't given up hope of signing Sancho, but they are giving themselves a few options to aim for should they fail to complete a deal for the England international. A loan approach for Ousmane Dembélé of Barcelona is understood to have been made. The 23-year-old was a club record signing for Barcelona when he joined from Dortmund in August 2017, but has struggled for game time recently. The other names said to be on the list are free agent Edinson Cavani, who left PSG at the end of last season, Watford winger Ismaili Sarr, and Real Madrid forward Luka Jovic. Moving on, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has indicated he could deploy Donny van de Beek on the left-hand side of his front three after his impressive performance for United in their EFL Cup win over Brighton on Wednesday. United advanced to the quarter-finals with a 3-0 victory, and the Holland international played as United's advanced central midfielder at the Amex Stadium, but often drifted to the left under instruction from Solskjaer. Well, the United boss hailed van de Beek's technical ability and hinted he could feature in a wide role if required this season. Finally today, and Solskjaer has hinted that Eric Bailly could force his way back into his first choice 11 if he continues to stay injury free and repeat the level of performance he showed against Brighton. Well, Bailly of course had an injury riddled campaign last term, but is fully fit now and has started United's last two EFL Cup games against Luton and Brighton. Well, Bailly again gave another assured performance at the heart of United's defence, and Solskjaer was impressed with his showing at the Amex Stadium, but has told the 26-year-old he needs to be doing it on a regular basis to have a chance of breaking into the team. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.